All right, welcome back to Locked On Jaguars, part of the Locked On Sports Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Zach_Goodall. You can follow my co-host who joins me tonight, Chris Thornton, at Misto Christopho. Chris, say what's up to the people.
It's been a long time since we've been on here.
Yeah, it has been a little bit. We've had a lot of content coming out over at the site, a lot of stuff going on in between what was a busy, busy free agency period, and now we are just about, what, a week and a half away from the draft, something like that. Offseason's starting to fly by. Jaguars will be unveiling their new uniforms and some other stuff this upcoming Thursday. So busy week ahead, followed by a busy week for, let's call it, 250 to 300 NFL hopefuls looking to, you know, make a big step in their careers as they go from the college game to the NFL game. A lot of prospects looking to get drafted. And we are joined by a prospect out of Indiana University, and there's a lot of talent coming out of there this year. The names of Simi Cobbs and the Tigray Scales, and we are joined by tight end prospect Ian Thomas. Ian, how's it going, man?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad you guys had me on the show tonight.
We are excited to have you. What we're going to do is we're going to just kind of introduce you to some people who they may not know you, that whether they don't go into the draft as much, but you've definitely been, you've had our eyes for a little while. I look at your film and I see a really intriguing tight end prospect who's kind of gone under the radar compared to some other names, but we'll go ahead and get into it right off the bat. What do you feel you have to offer NFL teams at the next level when you make this jump?
I feel like I'm a complete tight end in the draft this year. That's best blocker and pass catcher. So if I could utilize my body in both aspects of the football, blocking and catching and creating mismatches in the pass game. So that's one thing I pride my game on.
Now, you say that you feel like you're a balanced, complete tight end, that you pride yourself in certain things, but where do you feel more comfortable, when you're out catching passes or if you're lining up in line and blocking in the run game?
I guess as a tight end, you kind of have to go 50-50. Well, some tight ends I use more on that one thing more than the other, but with my body type, I feel like I'm probably going to use both 50-50. So, but I've been doing split out, so I'm kind of more comfortable with that, but I have no problem going in line and blocking.
Now, in your first year at Indiana, you only started 2 games, and then this past season, you jumped up to 9 games. Just kind of explain that whole that big jump from your first to second year at Indiana.
Yeah. My first year, I got here maybe a week before camp started. So I was kind of just getting in the swing of things and learning a new playbook coming from a junior college. So that was definitely a big jump. And having my body prepared to play Big Ten football. So that first year was kind of a struggle getting the playbook down. And then having my coaches, trust me, knowing the playbook, putting me in the game, knowing I was coming from a junior college playing in Big Ten football. So just letting those guys know that I was ready to play was one of the biggest things that I had to prove. So after I had that, then it was just getting my body right and, mental things of the game. So after my junior year, I got a lot better knowing things and knowing scheme of things. And after that, I just took off.
Now, a lot of people look at the NFL combine as hit or miss. Sometimes it can be really great for a prospect. Sometimes it really just doesn't matter. But I've got some of your numbers pulled up from your combine performance, including a really impressive jumping session, a 36-inch vertical, which is in the 83rd percentile among NFL tight ends, a 123-inch broad jump, which is in the 91st, 4.40-yard dash. All around, I'd say it was relatively impressive. How'd you feel out there at the combine? How was it, a little uncomfortable going in, or did you feel like you really killed it?
I definitely felt like I killed it, and I didn't really feel off at all, so I kind of felt comfortable where I was when I was there, so that helped me a lot in being at my best there. So I know it was like right down the street from Indiana, about 45 minutes in Indianapolis. So I really didn't have to travel. So I really didn't have a lot on my mind going into it. The thing for me was to prove everything that I had. And I definitely did that.
Now, people talk about things at the combine, not just numbers and the testing and everything, but meeting with teams as well. And a common question I've seen going around recently when I've been listening to, you know, prospect interviews and stuff is, how were those meetings with teams going? Were they asking, you know, strictly football? Was it, what did they ask, a couple of goofy questions that you weren't really expecting, kind of sideballs, curveballs?
I didn't get any curveballs, but I've heard about the stories of those. But, it was mostly football and, like, you know, background of yourself, trying to get to know you in as little time as they had. So it was kind of like speed dating, really.
Now, growing up and going through your football career, is there a tight end in the NFL that you have tried to model your game after, or are you just trying to be, like, your own kind of mold, your own, like, Ian Thomas?
I guess everyone is, like, their own person, but I always watched Jimmy Graham and Ty Heap growing up, so I guess I kind of, like, visualize myself in those guys' shoes as watch myself play football. So that's probably a couple guys that I've modeled my game after.
All right, now you mentioned Jimmy Graham, and when people look at Jimmy Graham, they see, you know, the tight end that you say you pride yourself in as being able to be a playmaker and being able to go get the ball. Do you think that that's a real momentum shift for your position? Because I know how you said before, teams are looking for these 50-50 guys, but in what seems to be such a pass-heavy league, being able to find that truly dynamic receiver who can move around and be in line and stuff as well. But I feel like at this point, the tight end position, you need to be able to play just as well as a receiver at this point. You feel like that's kind of been a shift in the NFL over the past couple of years?
Definitely. The position has definitely changed from, like, guys that are 6'6", 270 pounds, so, you know, shorter guys or taller guys with that weigh less, that could move a lot better, that creates a mismatch in the pass game. To have a guy that's, like, on a bigger guy that could move as well and get vertical push on the line is definitely a plus in the offense. So if a team could get someone that can do both of those things very well, then they're getting a guy that's going to help them win.
Now, being in the Big Ten, you go against some of the best defensive prospects in the country, and some of your games have come against some of these really good defensive prospects. So, one of your best games of your career coming against Penn State. So just kind of give us a feel about how it is going against some of those guys, you know, week in and week out, and how it prepares you for coming to the NFL.
You definitely know that you're going to go against high-ranked guys and guys that are definitely going to play at the next level. So when you play those teams, you have to be mentally prepared with watching film that week, locked in all week. And I don't know, it's just going out and doing what you're doing best. So I don't know, it's just like another game of football, but against some guys that you know are going to be at your skill level and maybe even higher.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any set or combination of routes that you feel most comfortable in, or, you know, what other routes as a pass catcher do you feel like you need to grow on at the next level?
I think I'm pretty good in all the routes, but I feel like every player could improve on anything in their game. So if I could just improve on I guess all the routes, then I'll be perfect.
Now, You said that you're good at run blocking. You say that you're actually one of the best in the game at run blocking. What do you like? I mean, obviously everybody likes to catch, but there are some guys that just, like Mercedes Lewis, who used to be a Jaguars great tight end and now is a free agent. He was really built his career on blocking. And then you have guys like Rob Gronkowski who are just like elite receivers in the slot. What do you really like to do on the field?
I definitely like to block, and I definitely know that blocking is a part of the football game, and having a guy that can block for a very long time is definitely a plus on any team, really. And I know that a good blocker is going to have a long career in the NFL.
All right, then I've got just a couple of more, and then I think we can get ready to wrap it up. Now, being a Jag-centered pod, I'm sure there are a lot of fans out there who are listening to this who will want to who will want this kind of info, and I won't try and press you on anything else with team meetings, but any shot that you've met with the Jaguars?
I actually have met with the Jaguars, both at the combine and a team visit.
Awesome. How'd that go? You know, seemed pretty comfortable, just kind of a football thing, nothing too much otherwise.
Yeah, just football and getting to know each other, and the team staff, so nothing too serious.
Gotcha. Well, then I'll ask you one more question. It's a little more personal to myself, but you know a guy from Jacksonville. He's a good buddy of mine. He's actually kind of helped me out with this. Shout out to IU quarterback, hopefully future starter, Nick Trani. I'm only asking you, being that he is a Jacksonville guy. I'm sure a couple people that are listening to this know about him. How have you seen him grow as a player and as a guy since he stepped on campus at Indiana?
He's definitely grown, as a freshman coming in, it's kind of hard to get sidetracked, but I definitely know he's not a guy that's going to get sidetracked. He's definitely going to do the right thing, teaching his players the right plays, having that connection with his receivers and running backs. So he's definitely a guy that's going to be upcoming in the football game, and I know he's going to be a great player.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for him. Well, unless Chris has anything else, I think that'll just about do it for us. Chris, you got anything?
Nope, he's answered all my questions.
Awesome. All right, well, Ian, best of luck to you in the draft process coming up in a week and a half. We're hoping to hear your name get called nice and early. Would be ideal if it was here in Jacksonville, because I do think they need to add an extra dynamic receiver to their tight end corps. So it'd be pretty cool to see you here, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. And be sure to follow Locked On Jaguars on Twitter at Locked On Jaguars, as well as myself and Chris Thornton at Misto Cristofo and at Zach underscore Goodall. Leave those ratings and reviews. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Megaphone.fm. We will catch up with you guys later this week.